I'm really sorry, but I think we're getting something else.
Oh my God.
Hi, this is Iris.
And this is Sophia.
And you're listening to Undressed.
So,
hello, happy Halloween.
It's Halloween season.
It's Halloween season. And today we have a very special guest according to the mood and to the theme.
Exactly. So we've been wanting to have you or someone like you here for a while now. And it's perfect for the Halloween theme episode. So you want to introduce yourself, like your name and what you do?
Hi. Thank you for welcoming me.
Of course.
So my name is Magda. I'm 24 years old. I'm a photographer and stylist. And occasionally I do some kind of spiritual work.
Yeah. Spiritual work.
Nothing professional
yeah.
at all. But sometimes people ask me, can you give me a reading? Okay. I met this boy. What do you think?
Yeah.
Oh, more like
can
love
you spread
related.
The cards? Wow. A lot of love
oh,
readings.
Of course, I
yeah.
would do that. 100%.
It's either love or money, mostly. Yeah. Sometimes career, want. Too.
Love and money.
Love and money.
Yeah. Well, but love is a big thing.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. How long have you been doing like readings?
Tarot, I started 3 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But astrology, much earlier.
Okay.
Maybe when I was 16.
Okay,
so
wow.
Almost 10. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. But you're going to be back for the astrology part.
Yes, yeah, please. Right. We have worry. So many questions. Yeah. It can be a little overwhelming to you today because we have been piling the questions all related to like spirituality and astrology too. So we're going to like try to focus on more of like the tarot and spirituality, but we really want to have you for zodiac and astrology too. So yeah. let's see if we yeah. can...
Usually I mixed the two things
okay,
because
good.
Sometimes the astrology helps me with the tarot. Oh, both
nice.
Work each other.
Okay,
so
nice.
I usually check your birth chart and then I spread the cards
wow.
and I can like do it.
That's perfect, like two in one. Yeah. So do you feel, like my first question is, do you feel you need to have like some kind of like... not spiritual gift, but like be in touch with your like energy to do a reading and be pulled towards this world of spirituality, or anyone can do it?
I think you need to at least be very in touch with your feelings okay. and with your intuition. I believe that everybody is intuitive, but not everybody is open enough mm-hmm. to feel. And usually I feel extremely tired. After okay. a reading, I need to open a certain part of myself that
mm-hmm. I see.
You're wow. not ready to do that every day.
Yeah.
I can sense a bit of the energy of the other person.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So, yeah. You just need to open yourself a lot. And sometimes people are a bit scared of that.
Yeah.
Even to receive a reading, sometimes people really want it and they've been wanting it for some time. But they need to be in a moment in their lives where they're like, okay, I am ready now. I want to yeah. hear. What can you okay. what can you tell sense, me? Yeah.
I think it's like people associate the readings to really bad things.
Yes.
But that's a wrong idea, right?
Yes.
So like all of the cards are good? Or all of the cards, are there bad cards?
No.
Okay.
However, people feel really scared about some cards, specifically the death card.
But it's a good thing, isn't
card.
It? The death one.
It can be
it's
both
like
things.
It's like reborn and stuff like that, right?
Also, yes.
Yeah.
It can mean anything. Depends also on the other cards.
Okay.
And it depends on... I mean, the death card can mean death. But mm-hmm. it also can mean rebirth. A drastic change in your life. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it can mean the death of a particular thing. For example, a job.
Yeah.
The ending of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe moving... from your city or
yeah.
something
yeah.
like that. But it's a death of something, but it doesn't mean necessarily
yeah.
something bad. It can mean that you're going to stop smoking and like,
okay.
that's great.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a little death.
Yeah, it's not that deep sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But do you think that, like for me, I never did a reading before. We only played around here with a deck of cards that is more like towards everyone, like consumer. Yeah. So we played around with it, but we never had like a proper one. And I think I'm not scared about the cards, but I feel like, and that's my next question for you, do you think people sometimes like ask about the future and the way like you're reading it might affect their decisions later? Like if you say this job is not going to work out for you, do you think that person will like kind of like sacrifice their own, you know, like,
yeah,
do you think that's true? Like people get,
for sure. I feel like I need to be very careful with the way that I say things. To answer one of your questions, I don't think it is possible to predict the future.
Okay.
However, usually what it happens is that I can read your current energy and also your past, your background, like the whole context. And sometimes I can see possible outcomes according to how you're feeling right now, what's going on, okay, what's in your mind, what do you want to do? For example, the work question. The thing about predicting the future is that people are in a certain energy frequency, and it's really hard for most people to change. So if I see a certain energy, I usually tell people, if you keep doing this, okay, you will keep this cycle. And in the future, it's going to be the same. But it doesn't have to. If you want to change, you can change it. And I had two different people giving me readings. I'm really careful about it because it also depends on your approach. For example, the only tarot reading that I trust and is the only person that I usually do my own readings, she's amazing. And she knows how to tell you if something is not that good, because she doesn't scare you. She doesn't tell you that that's going to be bad, that you're going to feel bad. She tells you that you have an option.
Yeah.
You can change the outcome if you want to, but it's not going to be easy. It's going to be a little painful, but you don't have to stay there.
Yeah.
If that's bad for you, you can. And I had another person and he scared me, but I could tell that it has to do with the way that you perceive things, your beliefs.
Okay.
Sometimes even if you have a religion, that can affect too. And I remember he telling me something that I was really concerned about. I was like, wow, do you think that? Because, oh yeah, my God, I need to change this. I don't want that.
Yeah,
to
it can affect you.
Yeah. And
happen?
Not yet, but he was talking about the future.
Okay.
Like in my 30s. Oh. Like 30-ish.
Oh, no.
I was like, no.
See, that's scary.
I don't want that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I trust more I call her my spiritual guide because she helps me with a lot in that sense. And she knows that there's good things for me too. So it's fine. We're going to work it out.
Yeah. That sounds so scary.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it can sabotage in a way like your path if you know it ahead. Yeah. And you're like, someone says like that boyfriend's not going to work out for you. Like, I think you're going to eventually sabotage because you're going to be so, you know, in tune of everything he does, expecting it to be bad, that eventually he's not going to work for you. So I think it can be a little dangerous for you to do readings all the time of everything in your life. But it's good that you're saying that. Basically, if it's a good reader, it's going to give you just like tools to work with. So that's nice. So do you think it's all like fate or you can change everything as you go?
I would say more like that. I don't believe in destiny or fate.
Wow.
In a certain sense, I believe that there's something meant for you, like more like a purpose.
Okay.
I think you were born into this life with a certain purpose, with a certain gift, but I don't think that you have a receipt to do that. Like, I don't think that you need to be with a specific kind of person or that specific job. It's something more, it's a purpose, it's a reason, and you can do that in many different ways, many different paths that can lead to the same
outcome,
thing.
Yeah.
So if you feel like you lose a certain opportunity or a person that is important to you, you can keep doing what you're meant to be doing.
Yeah, like the end goal will be the same.
I agree with that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. And are there many like types of tarot, like different types of cards, or is it just like one, like just one?
I mean, the tarot, yes, okay. There is one, but people right now are doing very different kinds of decks, different kinds of cards. You also have different ways of spreading the cards and doing the reading. Yeah, even like the position of the cards and stuff. And you also have oracles, which is also really interesting. It's not the typical tarot cards. They're more like, you know, it depends on the person that creates it. They can create like a specific card and they create the meaning for it.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the one we did here, yeah. Playing around. It was like an oracle that had like messages. So you just, you know, like take a card and read it.
And we basically read the book. And like associate the
with
messages.
Instructions and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also have ones like that. Sometimes it helps, but I prefer the classics.
Yeah. I'm scared. Okay, what else? How did you learn? Like, is it hard for someone to learn how to read tarot? Is it?
I consider that I didn't learn, like, I didn't try because. Everything started when I was a kid because my grandmother loves these kind of things. Oh. She's the most intuitive person that I know. And so sometimes I was at her house and she was just talking about this and that. And I remember being a kid and she was like, oh my God, you're so creative. Mm. And sometimes you're really sad and you cry because you're a Pisces. So you're going to be very artistic, very. And it helped me kind of feeling seen. So I think that's why I felt a bit more open to learn. Because I felt seen with the things that my grandmother used to tell me. And
that's very cute.
Yeah, I think I just learned with her, like hearing. The tarot was completely different. I was a bit older and I was in a phase in my life where everything was changing, very dramatic. And I remember that I knew this person that used to do reading. So I texted her and I was like, okay, I am ready. Because I used to be really scared of tarot.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I thought it was something very witchcraft, scary. And I talked to her and she was like, okay, let's book a reading. And I loved it. It changed my life.
Okay, wow.
And I was like, okay. She used this deck that I have, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
This exact one?
Yeah, this exact one. And I love the cards. Cool. It was very intuitive. So I decided months later, I'm going to get one.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try spreading some cards and see what happens.
So that's your spiritual guide? The first person you went to?
Yeah, I would say so. I feel I had another, but she was more like a mentor, I wouldn't say. She was not so into spirituality, but
yeah,
in a certain sense, I also consider her almost like a spiritual guide. But I would say more like a mentor.
You were saying that you don't really believe in fate in the sense that like every single thing you do is out there planned for you, but just like the end goal. But do you believe in like reincarnation and like afterlife? Do you think you carry on that goal from life to life, or it's just like this one?
You know what? I did my research for years about many religions, beliefs, their philosophies, and
there's nothing.
how can I say this? It's just that everything is possible. You know, and you don't really know that.
Yeah.
That is the truth. I believe in a certain sense in some ways, or more like I sympathize with the beliefs. Like I don't believe in anything for sure because I don't like the almost like the religious thought of this is the truth and you need to believe me and this is real and everybody needs to think this. Like I don't like to go that way. I'm open to new things, to new ways of thinking. But reincarnation is a thing that I consider that is probably very true. Also because my grandmother used to tell me all the time that she believed that I was the reincarnation of her mother. And this is a really interesting story because after she died, my grandmother still used to keep her things, like her shoes, even in the kitchen, like the things that she used to cook. And she told me, like, when you were a kid, you were always playing with her things and not with anyone else's things. And he would look at her pictures and start laughing and smiling.
Yeah.
And also my grandmother, the mother of my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
How is it called? I don't really know. Great-grandmother?
Great-grandmother, yeah.
Yeah. She had a problem in her legs that she had to amputate them.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I had also a problem in my legs when I was born. And it took me a really, really long time, like more than other babies, to learn how to walk.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandmother really felt like there's something here that I can feel in your energy that.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But like I'm telling you, I don't know anything sure, but I sympathize. I feel like there's a certain.
Yeah, if you work with spirituality, I think you probably don't know exactly what it is, but you need to accept that there's some kind of like spirits. And something happens when you die and the spirit comes off because I feel like if you believe in like all this stuff, there needs to be like something else besides like science, right? So what it is, we don't know.
It's very tough because I'm also obsessed with science.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'm just like, wow, how can I... Is there anything in science that can like explain this?
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm trying to keep up with...
I feel like more and more science is like accepting some stuff that they cannot like explain spirit-wise. You sent me the thing about the sleep, right? That they are like trying to connect people during the sleep, which is something that they are doing through science, but it's a little bit unexplainable, right? So like communicate during sleep. Yeah, that would be
fun. It's fun. I mean, it's fun. I was reading through the comments and they were like, wait until we have ads in our sleeve. Like, you're not going to be able to run away from ads. And
that's so true.
That would be scary.
That would be really scary, like Black Mirror shit. But yeah. But so, can you read the cards to yourself? Can you read your own cards? No.
I can, but I try not to.
Okay.
Because your energy will affect things. Mm-hmm. And if I'm desiring something or if I'm scared of something, the cards will say exactly what I'm feeling.
Okay.
So it might not be the as clear as it should be. While if it's someone else, they have a different, like an outside perspective.
Yeah.
And it can be more clear and also help you more.
Yeah, makes sense.
Like, let's say that I'm into this guy and I spread the cards and there's like a bad card. I'm like, no, I don't want this one. Let's spread again.
Let's see what else.
Like, I was asking you about like the whole reading and sabotage it after because I was watching, I love reality shows and I watched one that is just with people related to spirituality. So it's to create couples and all of them, like men and women, have some kind of profession related to spirituality. So it can be like tarot reading, it can be like medium, whatever. So in that case, there was this girl that she liked this boy, but she did like the reading for herself and it was like a bad outcome. And she continued to do and ask for other people to do it. And it was always a bad outcome. So it affected her decision and she went to another one. So yeah, it's fun. If you want, I can send you like the link for you to watch. It's very fun.
That's why I never check someone's like birth chart before a date. Like I'm just not going to do it. I know that it's going to change my opinion. So
just based on birth chart, you already know?
A couple of things. Birth chart is more about personality traits.
Okay, so you can see like red flag straight out of the birth.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Once I was so into this guy and I saw his birth chart and I commented that with a friend of mine and she was like, girl, run. And I was like, I know.
But that's so bad because like it's not his fault. You know?
Poor thing.
You're doomed.
I don't know. I have a friend that is also into spirituality, maybe a bit stronger than me because she's very like almost religiously mm-hmm. into that. And she has this belief that you choose the day that you're going to be born. So you're also choosing. It's like you make a... This is not my personal belief, but it's almost like you make a certain... like a contract with the universe that you're going to live this life.
That's so
with
cool.
this family, this birth chart, all these things that you're How supposed to...
So it is his fault.
Yeah.
In the end.
Yeah.
It is his
It's
fault.
Always his fault.
Which sign do you think is the worst?
Okay. There's no bad signs.
Yes. Yeah. So like a bad moon, maybe.
Okay, yeah. That is a thing. For
or
example,
a rising sign.
Yeah. For example, Capricorn moon and Scorpio moon is very hard. It's okay. very difficult. Because it's almost like they have many layers. They have a really hard time expressing their feelings and emotions. They might get very resentful.
Mm.
It's not a good moon to have.
Not a good moon.
No. Aquarius moon also.
Oh, that's my moon.
It is.
Oh, shit.
A little cold sometimes, maybe.
But I'm a Pisces, so I think it
you're
kind
of... You're a Pisces. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say that you're a Pisces.
Really?
Yeah.
Nobody says. Why?
No, the other day someone said straight away. And you didn't like that.
Yeah.
You also have a very, like, fire...
Everyone says fire.
Essence,
but I don't have any fire.
No, not at
all. I have loads of Gemini.
Okay.
What's
your rising?
Gemini.
Okay.
I think once you get to know her, she's like Pisces. I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I cry all the time.
No, not all the time. Not all the time.
No, not all the time. No, but I'm sometimes. Sensitive. Yeah.
You're sensitive. Yeah.
What's your sign?
Oh, Sag. Well, now there's a 13th sign I saw on TikTok. Is that a thing?
Oficious?
I don't know.
Okay, good. So no. I'm a Sagittarius.
Okay.
Because if there's 13, then all changes. But I can't accept that. It's not because of mine, because I don't know much about the new one. But, like, according to the new chart, like, my boyfriend would be a Taurus.
Mine too.
That's awful. I don't want that. He's not a Taurus. He's a Gemini. So, yeah, I'm a Sag. I don't know what that means, but... Or a ficus?
I don't know.
You want to get into that? Do you want to know a bit more?
Yeah. Do you need like the exact time of birth or just like the date?
I mean, it helps me to see other things if I have the exact time and place.
Mm-hmm. And do you need like a tool or is it all in your head?
No. Oh my gosh. That would be great.
Like, I don't
know.
Let's get into that. Yes.
Your case is so cute.
Thanks. It's really interesting that you're a Pisces and you're a Sagittarius because it's usually a crazy mix.
We are crazy.
It is.
What do you mean with crazy?
Very creative.
Yeah.
Very maybe adventurous.
Yeah, we are very adventurous. No, we are not.
Also probably getting very deeply into your thoughts. Maybe deep conversations can be a thing.
All the time. I ask her how she's feeling every day. Like, good morning. How are you feeling today?
You don't.
I don't. I'm lying.
Yeah. Both can be a little like dreamer, but in different ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also a bit crazy. Just a little, a good
little cray. Okay. You want to start?
No, you can start.
You're scared.
I'm scared. 14th of December.
I'm gonna reveal my birth year.
We can bleep it out.
The year?
We can bleep it.
92.
You said 92?
Yep.
That's crazy. What? I would say like 99. Do you know the time?
So I know he was in the afternoon. I think it was like 5 p.m. or 6 p.m. So that's why I don't know like exactly.
Okay, it can change a little. But
we can do 5:30.
Yeah, that's what I already did.
It's compromised.
So I also need the place where you were born.
Here in Porto.
In Porto.
Imagine you would like reveal something crazy, like, oh, Costa Rica.
I would love that.
I was born in Costa Rica. I would love be that. Like, what the fuck, Iris?
That would be so much more spicy. My birth chart would be so much better.
Yeah, does the location change a lot?
Yeah, because the location changes the time. Here in Portugal, not really.
Oh, so
but in other countries, it can change. So are you ready?
Yeah.
We're going to start with you?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you going to explain me my birth chart or are we straight into tarot reading?
I'm going to do a mix.
Okay.
So what I'm going to ask you is that if there's any particular thing that you would like to know or have some clarity about.
The more focused the question, the better for like the more specific.
Not exactly.
I think I'm going to ask about like the podcast since we're here and it's something like kind of new to my like professional life. I want to ask like if we're on the right path with this, if the podcast will have like good future.
Okay. That's a question. So I already have your birth chart here, which is already telling me a lot.
Oh my God.
That face.
Getting into it.
I can't decipher if it's like a good or bad thing.
She's unreadable, isn't she? You're unreadable.
You're like a very cute witch.
Really?
Yes. Very cute.
I feel like you can also stab a bitch.
Oh no.
Yeah.
She was like, yeah.
See?
Yeah.
She's very like nonchalant. You know, like
how cute. They are beautiful, the cards.
They are. I love them.
The sound.
I'm gonna get closer too. So I'm going to ask the universe if he has anything to say to you about the podcast or anything that okay. is important for you to know
okay,
right now.
Okay, good, good.
Because that's usually what happens. Like, depending on the question that you make, the universe will say what you need to hear. And sometimes doesn't answer our questions.
Good, good.
Which can be frustrating
at
times.
Just tell me what I need to hear.
But I'm going to ask you to part the deck.
Oh.
There's a dog.
Oh, no.
It's about the podcast.
If it's sad, I'm going to cry.
At least it's not about that. Cool.
I think.
What does he mean when they just fall?
I think you're supposed to.
Oh, my God.
Look. You're lying. The sun.
This looks very professional.
I'm doing my own reading interpretation of all. A dog in the sun. I'm dancing in the sun with my dog.
You're gonna travel with your dog?
Oh, yeah, traveling. There's the world in there.
Okay. I'm ready to start.
Let's go.
So I'm going to start with, I already spread these cards. If I have any doubts or if I need more clarity, I can take more.
Okay.
It's usually how it goes. The first thing that I noticed about your first chart is that you had a lot of the nine house, a lot of Sagittarius energy, a lot of Aquarius energy. So, your purpose in this world is to explore. This is the playground for you. You're supposed to play, to not be very serious about things, to try. You're going to learn by trying, by experimenting, by having fun. There's also a lot of relationships in the sense that you're kind of meant to experience those things with other people.
Okay.
It can be one-to-one experiences or in group.
Okay.
But you're meant to, which is interesting because what the universe wants to say. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I'm just kidding.
There's a pregnant lady on the floor.
Why are you doing that?
Oh my god. There's a pregnant lady on the floor.
Stop ruining my reading.
Okay.
I was going to say that you have a lot of Aquarius energy, which sometimes they can be a bit of a loner.
Oh,
but also true. Aquarius has this energy of community, of groups, friends. And that's more what I'm feeling. Not only with your birth chart, but also with the cards that you're meant to express yourself with other people, work with other people. And it's interesting because you asked about the podcast.
Yeah.
So it's probably going to be very good for you to do that work with other people, sharing. There's a lot of almost like a friendship community kind of energy.
Yeah.
I would like to add that it's very interesting because you work with media, social media, and it's also a way of you to connect with the community or building your own community. That can be very good. Not only for you, but maybe for the people that interact with you and identify with you.
Nice.
So I feel like you have a very unique path in the sense of you're not meant to play by the rules or have a certain receipt of living. You're meant to try. You're meant to travel a lot. Like
a lot. That.
That's what I see here.
A lot.
A lot of travel. A lot of adventures. But always including other people.
Cool.
So here in the cards, I'm going to talk more about the cards now. I feel like there's something that you need to let go of.
Okay.
I'm not sure yet what it is. Maybe later I can try to have some more clarity about it. But there is a certain thing that you're having a hard time letting go of. And sometimes it's not something physical. It can be something mental or emotional.
Yeah.
Sometimes a certain mindset. Sometimes a certain maybe insecurity.
Mm.
Because usually what I see, and usually I see this in everyone's readings, because there's a lot of potential here, like a lot. Like you have the Sun card, is one of the greatest cards. It means abundance. It means success, joy, happiness. You also have the Six of Wands, which means winning. It's victory. It's winning in life. And you also have the Nine of Cups, which is everything that you asked for, that you manifested, you're going to get it. This is like a gift. This is gifts from the universe. So
oh my God.
If there's anything that you really want to accomplish,
that's going to
happen for you. I feel, however, that I have here the Nine of Wands, and you have three cards with a number nine. And nine means the end of a cycle, because the 10 is the end of the cycle. And sometimes the nine card has this like almost slow energy, the end of a cycle. It's like you're trying to get to all this success, all this happiness, all this abundance. But there's also some cycle in here that needs to end in a certain sense. So you might feel sometimes that you need to wait, or some things are not happening as fast as you wanted.
Yeah.
I feel here that it's going to happen.
It's just slow.
Yeah, it's slow.
No,
and
girl.
I also feel like
That's good.
I also feel like in that process for you to get to your full potential, there's something that
I need to end.
To let go of. And I'm feeling like it's more a mindset, maybe more an insecurity, something that he needs to change. Because you also have the Two of Wands, and I'm going to show you the card because it usually helps. And there's this girl here. She's inside this room, but she's looking outside.
Yeah.
Which usually means that we want something, or we are in a certain place, but we're looking elsewhere.
Okay.
We're thinking that maybe the grass is greener somewhere else,
yeah,
and not here. So this card also asks you to be a bit more present with, okay, what's here. And it also can mean that you're thinking about future, like future projects or things that you're not doing right now that you wish that you could do. But the number two can also be like the opposites, the duality. In here, I feel like it can be like the present moment where you're doing right now and you're asking where you're going to do next. Maybe it's a lot of, it's about that. You need, yeah, to focus more on what's going on right now. I feel like to help you a bit more,
yeah,
I need some more clarity about on that the one. Eight of Cups.
Same.
In the sense that
what do I need
to know a bit more what's holding you back.
Yeah.
From embracing your full potential.
Please. This is fun.
Okay. I can.
You have clarity?
Yeah.
I'm loving this.
You have clarity.
clarity now?
Because I have two pentacles. Pentacles is the energy of the earth. So it talks about routine. It talks about money. It talks about work. And it also talks about like your confidence,
yeah,
within yourself. Feeling rooted in your inner reality. I have two energy here. One is the Knight of Pentacles, which the Knight of Pentacles, comparing to the other knights, is a more mature one. So it usually means that you're doing what you can to meet your goals,
yeah,
to achieve the things that you want to. But the Knight of Pentacles also has that slow energy that, mm-hmm, I was talking about earlier, because he knows that he needs to work hard. He knows that he needs a routine. He knows that he can't procrastinate all the time. So he knows what's meant for him. He knows that it's going to take time,
yeah,
but he's going to do it either way, because things will take that effort. And then we have the Queen of Pentacles. The Queen of Pentacles is the energy, almost like the mother Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So it's feeling very comfortable with you, with your confidence. And also, it has a lot to do with finances in a certain sense, because if there's anything that you feel like it's not where you want to yet, you need to take it slow until you achieve,
okay,
this energy where you're comfortable. And it's not only about money, but also like about abundance in your life. You, yeah, having everything that you need and feeling comfortable and also feeling stable.
Yeah.
I feel like you're going in a path like for this energy.
Okay. Good.
So yeah. I think you need to check your routine a bit,
perfect.
Maybe having like a specific time to wake, yeah, up, like a specific time to work. Maybe working, yeah, with it will help you like achieve.
Makes sense.
Your full like potential. So you can shine like the sun that we have here.
I love that. Yeah.
And
so
I remember
cute
that you were talking about this, yeah, card, because it's really lovely.
It's lovely.
And it's about love and soulmates, but more in a family, oh, kind
cute
of sense, like,
yeah,
friends,
dogs,
your parents, dogs, your, yeah.
Yeah.
If I you have that a dog.
I have.
So you can,
I
find
love that,
a lot,
yeah,
of comfort in sharing experiences with them.
How cute. I love
cute
this. Yes.
No, it
thank you so
nice
much.
It,
yeah,
was a very lovely reading.
Very lovely.
Yeah,
reading.
There's nothing dramatic.
Yeah. Thank God.
Just like slow progression and, yeah,
a
good
and a lot
end
of hard
game
work, yeah, too. Yeah.
A lot of hard work. Yeah. Thank you so much. I love that.
Yeah. and some very legit. I think that's basically my life. Hard work and like taking it slow and getting there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
And for Sagittarius, that can be hard at times because...
Like routines are
really hard. A fast sign.
Yeah.
Sometimes
I'm very impulsive.
Yeah.
And I love like trying new stuff. So like the whole like routine thing, getting used to having like some kind of routine is sometimes hard to me, but so it makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Sagittarius likes the unexpected.
Yeah, exactly. Every day. And it's good because I have like a job that allows me to have that. Like a different day every day. But even in this kind of job, sometimes you get this kind of like sense of routine. And I'm not a big fan of that. So it made proper sense.
Love that. Thank you.
Thank you, universe, for the reading. Now it's your turn.
Now it's my turn.
You ready?
Yeah.
So I'm excited. To read your birth chart now.
So it's February 27th.
It's really close to me.
What's your birthday?
22 of February.
Close. And 1995. And I was born at noon, so I think it's 12 p.m.
What time?
12 p.m.
12.
It's so cool. You're going to love it.
I mean,
it's
yours
scary.
Are really nice.
Yours going to be really nice.
I already know what I'm going to...
Question, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, for question?
Yeah. Yes.
So I've been thinking about having a dog for a while now. And I feel like I haven't felt prepared before, but I feel like the time is coming. And I wanted to know if the universe thinks I'm prepared to be a dog mom.
Oh. Yes.
That's
yes.
Yeah.
She's ready to be a dog aunt.
That's the loveliest question
ready. The pregnant lady was for you.
Oh my god. Maybe.
Maybe.
Pregnant with puppies.
Dancing in the moonlight. That's the leash.
Are you scared?
Yes. Can you tell?
I'm not feeling your energy as open.
I was thinking, like, you were saying that before, you were saying that you don't do the readings to yourself because if you're scared, like, it may affect. And I was like,
you're
I'm
not
scared.
Affecting, but the cards are like shutting down.
Yeah.
They might take a little longer to spread.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Really? That's so interesting. Okay, I'm going to relax.
Oh, one pops right away when you relax.
That doesn't look very nice, but
it's a nest.
Oh, yeah.
He's a little puppy.
I'm really sorry, but I think we're getting something else.
Oh my god.
I'm not sure yet what there's a lot of I'm not clear yet what it is.
Do you mean something else? Am I supposed to get a cat instead of a dog?
Maybe. Oh my god. Okay, that's bright.
That's a bright. Because everything else is dark.
Everything else is looking kind of dark. That's the sun. That's good. It's good.
Yeah.
Okay. You got three very, very strong cards with very different meanings. The first one that I noticed is the star. So this usually means a dream of yours, something that you really, really want to. You have the Tower. A lot of people are scared of the Death card, but the Tower for me is the most difficult card to deal with. You can look if you want to. This usually means that something is going to change, and that is usually out of your control. Like you didn't see it coming. Something that might change your life. I can't tell exactly what it is. I feel like you're very in your emotions right now. I don't know if there was something
that happened, like in your background, that hurt your feelings, because you have not only the Three of Swords, but the Four of Swords. The Three of Swords usually means that something broke your heart in a certain mm-hmm. sense. I don't know if you had a dog before.
No.
You never had?
But I had a bird, and yeah, I lost him, and it was really hard.
Okay. Because sometimes it can be hard for some people to get a new animal after.
Yeah. I got another pet, and now I have a bird, and it really helped me, but it was a really bad time. Yeah.
So that can be something that sometimes keeps you from doing it, because I don't know, that there might be a part of you that is still a mm-hmm. bit hurt. And I feel like there was a time in here, like the Four of Swords means resting, feeling your emotions and not taking any action. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's where you were. Mm-hmm. For some time,
probably, yeah.
Maybe not taking any action, just mm-hmm. letting, you know, feeling what you had to feel. And I feel like you're also need to embrace this energy. This is one of my favorite cards, is the Queen of Cups. And because you're a Pisces, this card represents like the Pisces and Cancer energy, the feminine energy. So it's being into your feminine, intuitive, caring, and loving energy.
Okay.
So if that's something that you really want to do, you're going to embrace this part of yourself that maybe you really want to embrace. And mm-hmm. that's really lovely. Mm-hmm. And you also have the Ten of Pentacles, which is the this home environment, like maybe with your family or with a partner.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if you want to get a dog, it's because you want to, you know, to have this like prosper energy mm-hmm. In your home.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think you're really like looking for this. There's something here that might happen that I don't know if it had happened already or not. That might change the circumstances or not. Like, I don't know if you, like, change places a lot or not. But that could be something. Or maybe, like, a change in your work or routine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, according to the question that you made, I feel like once you're ready to do it and once you let yourself rest and feel something that maybe, you know, hurt your feelings a
mm-hmm.
little
mm-hmm.
and you're ready to embrace like your Pisces caring and loving energy is going to be great for you, because it's when you're going to raise the Sun card, like the abundance, mm-hmm. the happiness, and the Star card, which usually is like a dream, something that you really want. They're like, mm-hmm. I really would like that to happen. So, yeah, I feel, though, that it can be, like, an outside thing also. Like, I'm not sure, because you asked if you were ready.
Mm-hmm.
So it might also be, like, something in your, like, outside, some things that are not, like, in your control. So, like, maybe routines, maybe mm-hmm. you feel like, I don't know, like, you don't feel that your routine can be, like, stable enough or something. But once that time passes and things feel a bit more clear and more mm-hmm. calm. Also, I need to say that in our October that we are now, we had this very strong eclipse. So that's why I don't think it's weird the Tower to be here, because usually eclipses can be a time where there's nothing that we can really do. It's like things will happen by itself and fall into place by itself. So maybe now it's not the best time to uh-huh. make a decision. So I would wait just a little. Like a month or two would be like perfect.
Okay, perfect.
That would be great.
Okay.
Because we're all, I don't know, like after an eclipse, we're all a bit crazy. Like things are happening and we don't feel a lot of control of what's mm-hmm. going on. So if you can wait just a little, that would probably be like the perfect timing for that to happen.
Okay, so. Good. But it's good. It's a Christmas positive. Yeah. It's a Christmas puppy.
Oh my God.
You're yeah. a Christmas puppy.
Yeah. I hope so. But yeah, I'm happy with the outcome. I was a bit scared. In the beginning, you scared me a little bit.
Yeah. But makes sense, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Really great reading. I love the experience.
I loved it too. Thank you so much for this. This was really fun.
It was really lovely.
I'm still a bit shaking. But now it's your turn to be nervous. Let's switch it up a little bit. Because we prepared some spicy questions for you.
Yeah.
They're inside that black witchy cauldron. we have 10. We were thinking of only doing 3 this time.
Yeah, because it's already a long episode. So I think 3 spicy. You cannot like really go through them because it's a really tiny cauldron. But it's a cauldron.
Yeah.
But you can just like try to select it. Try to randomly select 3.
This is cute. I'm just going to pick this one.
Yeah.
Okay. Are TikTok's ratings a scam? I'm supposed to answer this, right?
Yeah. Do you find a lot of TikToks of people just like reading online, tarot reading online, and do you think it's a scam?
In TikTok, yes. Yeah. For sure.
Because it's impossible for the other person to read their energy, right?
Yes, and I feel like it can be like an energy more like overall energy like for because there's different kind of readings, like there's personal, there's relationship, and there's also readings more like for the community or for the world, like what's going on in the energy of the world. But so far my experience with TikTok is that I don't know, like people that like just learn very recently or maybe they're just doing it for the you know, for the views. I feel that a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, it's true. I feel
it's
yeah, like it's very obvious. It's like, oh, there is this person thinking about you.
Yeah.
And oh my God, you will become a millionaire. I don't know. Like I feel that is not I don't know.
Real.
But however, there's this girl. There's that she does YouTube videos and she does readings in YouTube. And she usually makes like 4 cards. And sometimes she adds some objects. And you can pick one that is like that you feel like it's the one for you. And she will make like a reading for you. But I don't know, like again, like I feel like it's for a group of people, so sometimes the message can be a bit like abstract and it can be like harder for you to really get something from it. But she's good, like she's called Firefly Tarot.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to do something online,
it should be with her.
Yeah
Okay,
as far as I know.
Cute.
At least
cute.
We can go for the second one.
I love this shade of pink, by the way. It's really cute.
They're pink balls.
Oh my God. Biggest ick in the tarot community in a reading. There's so many on the
side.
There's so many. But for me, it's I think it's not like being able of understanding that things are not like black and white.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, like, especially if you ask something like about love or something, I think that people sometimes are not like capable of understanding like the whole like spectrum of things. Like there's this thing of making a situation feel like or really bad or really good. Like there's no space in between, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And also I feel like not only in the tarot community, but like in the spiritual community, there's a lot of people that I kind of feel like they still have a lot of work to do in themselves. I mean, also me and everybody, but sometimes it's a little like,
yeah.
I don't know, a little shady. Like, I don't know. Yeah, I think people can be a bit... I don't know. Yeah, I think shady is the word. Like a little, you know, getting into things that... Mm-hmm. Oh, that man is shitting on you.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
You're, I don't know, lose all your money.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's these things that...
They want to do like dramatic readings.
Yeah, or like you're going to get a disease and you're going to... I don't know. That just annoys me because there's like a whole spectrum of things that's not
a lot of meaning.
And also like the prediction thing, it also annoys me because there's no way that you can know that.
But know the
future. It's just my opinion. Like if I see some like a person making readings on the street and she tells you, you're going to become a millionaire and have two beautiful babies. I just, no, like shut up.
Yeah. Even on this reading, because I never had one before, it's very like, what's happening in the present is nothing like you're gonna get this or that.
Yeah.
It's very like your situation right now, what it can be, but it's not like you're gonna die tomorrow.
Yeah. I would say that.
Thank God. I won't say that.
Thank God.
I will see it and ignore it. Okay, you can go for the last one.
Oh my God, this one is so good.
Like, good.
You don't understand. Have you ever mystically wished something bad upon someone? This is not exactly something bad, but it became something bad. So,
oh no,
oh my God, I hope that. Oh my God, this is gonna be so spooky. Oh my God, nobody's gonna. I mean, they might watch this. Whatever, I don't care.
Just feel the tea.
So, I was in college, like in my last year, and we were making like a film project. It was my last project, and we were like in the car because we were like visiting places where we wanted to film. And we were like five friends in the car. And there was this boy that I had a crush on.
There's always a boy.
There's always a boy. But there was this boy that I had a crush on. And like we were just like driving, doing like the whole trip. It was like maybe half an hour. So it was like long enough.
Long enough for what?
Long enough for things to happen. So it started raining like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I had like this intrusive thought. Like I didn't like think it in a way like intentional. Like it was just an intrusive thought. And I was like, oh my God, like something could happen that we would simply get stuck in the car so I could spend maybe more time to get to know you.
I love that.
You don't understand.
That's so Pisces.
Like, you don't understand. The car stopped working in the middle of the road. Raining a lot at night.
Oh my God.
That's romantic.
He was driving or he was...
He was driving. Yeah.
And just the two of you?
No. We were five.
We were five.
Okay.
But still.
But you got to spend more time with them.
Yeah, and with everybody else.
Everybody else.
But still, I was kind of like, oh my God, I need to control my thoughts. What was this?
At least you weren't like, I wish we were alone. Because I can imagine the other three. Yeah. Like.
That would be too mean. I also have another that's really spicy.
Yeah, tell us everything. That's what you're...
I don't know why. Is it always with cars? But I had this ex, like, situationship. And he was doing me, like, really dirty at the time. And I had this friend, like, this best friend, you know, that one that they hate your ex more than you.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, we should set his car on fire or just doing something bad. And I was like, you know what? I'm so mad that in a certain sense, like, I could do it. But I'm not going to do it. So I heard, like, from a friend that he was in the car with his friends. And the car also stopped working completely in the middle of the road again. And I was like...
Well,
I don't even need to do anything.
Yeah,
it's the karma. Don't fuck with a witch.
Don't fuck with a witch. Is the same one? No, it's another guy.
It's another guy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Poor guy, like two times.
Yeah, because maybe the problem would be the car.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow,
that's good.
Interesting.
So the message is not to mess with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, same.
So yeah, that's the spicy questions. We have more of them, but we don't have time today. But maybe if you come back, you can also help our followers too. So yeah, that would be a great thing. Please let us know in the comments if you want Magda back. We won't. Yeah, so we let us know. And we have like a little like destiny game here, which is the fortune cookie.
Yes, we do.
Stop. I've been instructed to give a little something to you.
Oh my god.
I think we know what it is. I think we know what it is.
It's also random, right?
It's
like we're gonna open something like a little random figurine, right?
Exactly. You know, like how Sony Angels and whatever Sims kits also, like, they're so in trend. We also decided to bring a surprise one on theme with the Halloween. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Surprise from our producers. Yes. I've been told.
It's from a small business they were kind enough to offer us.
Yeah, right? Shout out Malibu 3D Store.
Malibu 3D
Shout out is in Porto, so visit is like little toys made out of recycled materials and stuff, which is sustainable.
But they also ship worldwide, so.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. So, yeah. So let's do it. It's one for you, ready? How does it work?
Yes, I think so.
Oh my god. Thank you. I'm excited. I love little toys, little gifts.
Me too. Malibu 3D Store.
It's like Christmas Halloween edition. Oh my god.
So
this is
cute.
So tiny and cute. It's like a bubble hat.
Yeah.
Wow. I love this.
Mine is actually a bat and yours is a scary teddy bear.
Teddy bear. I think we can actually like glue to the phones too because it's like a flat surface.
Oh yeah,
so
that's
true. You can like glue it. It's very cute.
Thank you so much. So pretty.
Now back to our fortune cookies. Yes. I was saying I usually do this in the New Year's Eve, but I think it's going to be cool to do it in the Halloween. If you think about it, it can be like a changing moment, Halloween. You can think of it as like I think it should have more power this holiday. Usually people just, like, here in Portugal.
Autumn for me and fall, like September, October are more of a turning point for me rather than January.
Yeah.
January 1st is like exactly the same for me. I don't feel like the energy changing. But like during these months, I feel like things are changing always. So yeah. But yeah, let's open it.
I've seen on TikTok that October is like the second New Year's.
Yeah.
Oh, it makes like
the energy changes. Yeah,
makes sense.
So
it's like a whole new temperature and all, so you need to adapt. While in January is like just like the same weather. You can take
one. You can take one first.
Can you believe that I never like had one of these?
Really?
Yeah. For some reason.
I'm not really lucky with this usually. But let's see.
Oh, but this packaging is very cute.
Yeah. They're very yummy though, so.
Oh, you're already like.
It was already broke.
Yeah, it's already out there.
How is this supposed to? Like, am I supposed to break it?
Yeah, you can either like bite it or break it in half and you see the message inside. Yeah, I'm gonna bite it.
Oh my god.
Can you hear me? Crunchy. Okay. Who goes first?
You can go first.
Okay. You are a man of righteousness and integrity.
You're a man?
I sure am.
You are a man.
I'm not a man, but you know what they mean. I'm righteousness and I have integrity.
Wait, I need to find the English.
That's nothing new though.
Mine says, you will be at your best on Friday. Just wait for me. Just you wait for Friday. Oh, but this is a very short future. Okay.
Yeah.
I just need to wait for Friday. What's yours, Magda?
Pick a path with your hearts.
What?
Pick a path. With your hearts.
Oh, it looks like you should.
With your hearts.
Yeah. Our producer is saying, there's a backstory.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, I'm happy I have integrity.
And I'm excited for Friday. So yeah, thank you so much for just being here and doing the reading for us. It was our first time, so it was very special.
Very special. And we really hope you come back because we're very interested in birth charts and everything. So I'm also very excited for that.
You can also join us to like read scary stuff, like stories. And
yeah.
So yeah. See you next Monday.
See you next Monday. Thank you for watching, guys. And we love you. Bye.
Bye.